Prophets, astrologers, and seers have predicted the end of the world, and we've not believed them. But scientists, such as the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, also warn of cosmic catastrophes. These scientists have set the symbolic doomsday clock to 2 minutes before midnight. The hour of midnight denotes ultimate doomsday, the end of human civilization. The bulletin announced on January 25th, 2018, to call the world nuclear situation dire is to understate the danger and its immediacy. The bulletin's president, Dr. Rachel Bronson, stated the following: "It is urgent that collectively we put in the work necessary to produce a 2019 clock statement that rewinds the doomsday clock." Will we have more than the symbolic 2 minutes before we all experience doomsday? Or will international peace efforts rewind the doomsday clock? How can we really know the future? Bible prophecy gives us an amazing outline of the future. Eventually, the Bible promises, we will experience global utopia, a time of world peace under the divine world-ruling government in tomorrow's world. But as the scientists warn us, we are only 2 minutes to midnight. That midnight is revealed in your Bible as the Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. The prophet Joel in your Bible warns us, "Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains." That's Joel 2, verses 1 and 2. What is this day of the Lord, and when will we have to face that reality? What does Bible prophecy reveal about the future day of judgment on rebellious nations? Our free audio compact disc titled The Day of the Lord will give you the answers from your own Bible and reveal how you and your family can survive. The Day of the Lord prophesied in your Bible is surely coming on planet Earth. It is the 1 year period of God's judgment on the nations. Will you escape the Day of the Lord? You can if you follow the instructions in your Bible. Stay tuned. Greetings to all our friends around the world. There are more than 30 references in your Bible prophesying the day of the Lord. What is the day of the Lord? The prophet Joel, recorded in your Bible, proclaims this day of judgment. For the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. That's Joel 2, verses 1 and 2. The book of Revelation in your Bible also describes the day of the Lord. It reveals dramatic events that will take place during the prophetic time period. If you have your Bible with you, we encourage you to check up on us and look at the scriptural references we give you. Turn to Revelation, the first chapter. The Apostle John records the revelation of Jesus Christ as it states in Revelation 1, verse 1. The Apostle John was a Roman prisoner in the island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea. God gave the Apostle John instructions to record this revelation for us. Revelation 1, verse 9. "I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, 'I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea.'" What is the Lord's day into which John was projected in vision? Was it Sunday, the first day of the week? Or was it a period of judgment on the nations? Do you want the day of the Lord? Or is it something from which you will want to escape? You need to know. We'll be answering those questions on today's program, and we'll be offering you an inspiring, informative audio CD titled, The Day of the Lord. This audio CD is free of charge, and will explain the mysterious future day of the Lord revealed in the book of Revelation in your Bible. Be sure to request your free copy. Our Lord reveals the sequence of events leading up to His second coming. He will judge nations and empires and replace them with a benevolent, powerful, divine government of God. Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. While the seventh trumpet announcement will be good news to you and me, rebellious nations will reject that announcement and even fight against Christ and His coming. These powerful armies will gather at Megiddo in northern Israel to fight what is commonly called in the Bible the Battle of Armageddon. You can read about that in Revelation 16, verses 12 through 16. And what will be the result of that climactic battle of all time? The kings of the earth join the symbolic beast. The beast's superpower will be a revival of the ancient Roman Empire. Their judgment is already determined in this amazing prophecy. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 17, verse 12. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, that is, Jesus Christ, and the Lamb will overcome them. For He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with Him are called, chosen, and faithful. Yes, genuine Christians will be with the King of kings. And yes, they will escape the day of the Lord judgments on the nations. My friends, you need to consider whether you want to be with your Savior at that time. Do you want to be called, chosen, and faithful? Perhaps you have come to the place in your life where you want to make a dramatic change and live a new life, forgiven of your past sins. That requires the repentance Jesus proclaimed and the acceptance of Jesus Christ's shed blood for the remission of your sins. The Apostle Peter addressed thousands of worshipers in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost in 31 AD. Read that in your own Bible in Acts, the second chapter. The mobs had been complicit in the crucifixion of Christ, and they were cut to the heart in response to Peter's message. They asked Peter and the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts 2, verse 37. Listen to Peter's answer. His message is just as urgent for us today as it was then. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's Acts 2, verse 38. If you studied your Bible enough to understand repentance and the commitment to obey your Savior and the Bible requirements, we have representatives in many regions around the world who will answer your questions. Just call the number on the screen or contact us at one of our regional offices listed in Tomorrow's World magazine or on Tomorrow's World website, tomorrowsworld.org. Do you want to be with Christ at His coming as one of those who are called, chosen, and faithful, as we read in Revelation 17, verse 14? The day of the Lord is coming. But how will you know when it is coming? And how can you escape the day of the Lord? We'll answer those questions in the remainder of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free audio CD titled, The Day of the Lord. In your Bible, the book of Revelation or the Apocalypse gives particular details of this dramatic and prophetic time. Many of you will be alive during the soon coming day of the Lord. You need to know the future and what impact the day of the Lord will have on your life. Our free audio CD will give you the answers from your Bible. It'll help you in your study of Bible prophecy in your own time and at your own convenience. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD titled The Day of the Lord. You can also order your free audio CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Then be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that God wants all of us to know the future through His revelation. Your Bible reveals the future. Revelation 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave Him to show His servants things which must shortly take place. We also saw that the theme of the apocalypse, or the book of Revelation, is the second coming of Christ. The awesome announcement of Revelation 11:15 declares that all nations will now serve the kingdom of God and the Prince of Peace, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. How will the nations respond to that proclamation? As it states in Revelation 11, verse 18, the nations were angry. The nations will fight against the Messiah at His coming to rule the earth. They will lose that battle, as it states in Revelation 17, verse 14. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. The Lamb, of course, is Jesus Christ. John the Baptist proclaimed His redemptive mission in John 1, verse 29. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Yes, Jesus Christ paid for your sins and mine as a Lamb of God. The first century religious community expected that the Messiah would set up the kingdom for Israel. But those prophecies applied to His second coming. Some professing Christians even to this day have a limited concept of their Savior. They do not see Him as a conquering king. But the Lord Jesus Christ will come with massive power, as it states in Revelation 19, verse 14. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed Him on white horses. Now out of His mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it He should strike the nations. And He Himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He Himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And He has on His robe and on His thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, will be wrathful with righteous indignation and judgment upon evil men, women, and nations. Revelation 6, verse 17. For the great day of His wrath has come, and who is able to stand? The day of His wrath is a period of 1 year consisting of seven trumpet judgments or plagues. The first six of these prophetic judgments are described in Revelation chapters 8 and 9. God will judge all nations during the 1 year day of the Lord. But when will the day of the Lord take place? You need to be watching the prophetic signs God has revealed. Your Bible reveals the framework of prophecy leading up to the day of the Lord, Armageddon, and World War III. My friends, what is the solution to mankind's conflicts and world wars? We should all look forward to the solution to world war. That solution is the coming kingdom of God. Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew 6, verse 10, Your kingdom come. Jesus Christ will come to this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to bring lasting peace and prosperity among the nations of the world. We look forward to the second coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. There are three major milestones leading up to the climax of human history and the end of this age. They are, 1, the Great Tribulation, 2, the Heavenly Signs, and 3, the Day of the Lord. These three events cover a period of about 3.5 years. There are over 30 prophecies in your Bible referring to the Day of the Lord. Isaiah 34, verse 8, and Isaiah 63, verse 4, show that the Day of the Lord in end-time prophecy, the time preceding the Second Coming, is a period of 1 year. You might want to write down those references, Isaiah 34, 8, and Isaiah 63, verse 4. As the Great Tribulation unfolds, the famous four horsemen of the apocalypse will intensify their ride. In the book of Revelation, chapter 5, we read about a scroll sealed with 7 seals. Jesus, the Revelator, opens the seals to the book. We read the description of those seals in Revelation, the 6th chapter. The first 4 seals are known as the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse. They are described in Revelation 6, verses 1 through 8. The first horse, the white horse and its rider, represent false religions, false Christ. Jesus himself points out the sequence of these end-time events in the Olivet Prophecy in Matthew 24. The second seal reveals a horseman riding a red horse with the power to take peace from the earth. The third seal represents a ride on a black horse, representing the scarcity of food and resulting famine. The fourth seal shows a rider on a pale horse, representing death and pestilence. These 4 horsemen have power over 1/4 of the earth to kill major portions of earth's population. As it tells us in Revelation 6, verse 8, and power was given to them over 1/4 of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth. Critics say there has always been war and famine and pestilence. But you and I will see the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse intensify their ride with increasing global impact as time goes on. These 4 horsemen are revealed in Revelation chapter 6 as Christ opens the first 4 seals. Then the 5th seal describes an end-time persecution of the saints. Then Jesus opens the 6th seal, revealing the heavenly signs that will terrify people all over the earth. When these cosmic disturbances take place, the kings, presidents, premiers, czars, and generals will know that Judgment Day is about to begin. And what will happen during the 1-year-long Day of the Lord? 7 trumpets signal major events during that year. What do they signify? We'll discuss the major events occurring during the Day of the Lord in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to give you another opportunity to request our inspiring audio CD, The Day of the Lord. This audio CD will give you much more information than we have time for on this program, and it will reveal how you can escape the Day of the Lord. Be sure to request your free copy of this exciting audio CD, The Day of the Lord. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
The Day of the Lord is a time of God's judgment on all nations of planet Earth. That includes your nation, wherever you live. How can you escape the coming Day of the Lord? First of all, you need to know the sequence of end-time prophetic events. As we've seen, the Day of the Lord follows the Great Tribulation. The Great Tribulation lasts for 2.5 years. Then God sends the cosmic disturbances or the heavenly signs. Then the Day of the Lord brings God's judgment on the nations for a period of 1 year. A major key to understanding the book of Revelation is that there are 7 seals, 7 trumpet events, and the 7 last plagues or bowls. Simply stated, as you can see on this chart, the 7th seal consists of 7 trumpet events. The 7th trumpet consists of 7 last plagues, including the final battle between good and evil, referred to as Armageddon. Now, let's read what happens when the Lamb, Jesus Christ, opens the 7th seal. Turn in your Bible to Revelation, the 8th chapter. The 7th seal represents the Day of the Lord and the events taking place in that 1-year period. This is very important. Why? because these events lead up to the greatest event ever to occur in history, the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Revelation 8 and verse 1. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. These seven trumpets represent God's judgments on the nations. The first four disrupt the ecology and environment. Notice the subhead summarizing these judgments in verses 7 through 13. First trumpet, vegetation struck. Second trumpet, the seas struck. Third trumpet, the waters struck. And the fourth trumpet, the heavens struck. These trumpet plagues, as they're called, will bring devastation on the earth. Nations will cry out for food and water that will disappear from their lands, lakes, and rivers. Three trumpet plagues remain, Revelation 8, verse 13. The Apostle John writes what he sees and hears in vision. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." The last three trumpet plagues are called woes. The word woe is an exclamation of grief. The first woe, or the fifth trumpet plague, is described in chapter 9. The fifth angel sounds a trumpet that begins a military action that lasts 5 months. And what power supports that military action? Revelation 9, verse 11. And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. Yes, the destroyer, Satan the devil, gives power to this military force. The second woe, or the sixth trumpet plague, is pictured with symbols of horses and horsemen. Here we see an intense military counterattack, Revelation 9 and verse 12. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." An army of 200 million drives west across the Euphrates River and destroys one-third of the earth's population, Revelation 9, verse 15. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions. And out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. This phase of World War III will kill billions. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 22, that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. Otherwise, all life on earth would be destroyed. Thank God these days will be shortened. God will save mankind from himself. Now, what happens after the day of the Lord? We'll answer that question at the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our exciting free audio CD titled, The Day of the Lord. This free audio CD will help you identify the prophetic signs, some of which right now are being fulfilled before your very eyes. You need this information. You need to know how to escape the day of the Lord. This exciting audio CD will give you prophetic details about your future and the future of the world. So pick up the telephone right now and request your exciting free audio CD titled, The Day of the Lord. You can also order your free audio CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now, 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now, or write to us at the address on your screen, or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Then be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
Most Bible students know that we are living in the time spoken of by the prophet Daniel as the end time. In Matthew 24, Jesus gave prophetic signs for the end of the age. He stated in verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." On January 25th, 2018, the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists moved the symbolic doomsday clock to 2 minutes before midnight. The bulletin stated, "In 2017, world leaders failed to respond effectively to the looming threats of nuclear war and climate change, making the world security situation more dangerous than it was a year ago, and as dangerous as it has been since World War II. My friends, if you've been watching world news, you know that the prophetic signs Jesus revealed are coming to pass. We must be alert to the day of the Lord, a sobering period of judgment on the nations. Beyond that lies tomorrow's world, a wonderful time of beauty, prosperity, and restoration under the rulership of Christ in the kingdom of God. May God speed that day." Again, my friends, be sure to request your exciting free audio CD, The Day of the Lord. This audio CD covers much more exciting information than we have time for on this program. It will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and help you prepare for the future. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. As our world continues to decline and self-destruct, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that come from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, and I, as well as our guest presenter Rod McNair, will continue to share with you the inspiring teachings of Jesus Christ, the encouraging good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies in their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.